76-year-old Julián González has been making shoes by hand since he was 12.
I made this pair as a gift to my son's friend.
That friend will be giving him temporary room and board in Argentina, to where he is about to migrate. He tells me it will be hard to leave behind his home, even though it is literally falling apart. His children and his wife migrated long ago, but he never wanted to leave Cuba. Until now.
For the last 60 years, our leadership has told us that things will improve, that we'll overcome all obstacles, but we see the contrary. Every day things get worse. We have less food, more social problems.
Señor González is lucky. He has a visa to enter his country of destination. Vast majority of Cubans don't. So they try to fly first to Nicaragua, the only country where Cubans can enter freely. But to get there, they need to transit through Panama, which is now demanding a transit visa. Cubans from all over the country wait near the Panamanian embassy to apply, the majority in vain. Genovevo Camejo has been out here for 23 days.
I'm a human being and I look all around and can't understand that any human being can be treated like this. I feel humiliated.
At the airport, another equally desperate group has become the latest victim of a scam, an alleged travel agency that sold them tickets for a non-existent charter flight to Nicaragua.
Everyone you see here, the whole family was leaving today.
And what were you going to do when you arrived in Nicaragua, I ask?
Many of us have nowhere to go because we've sold the house, everything.
Cubans' economic crisis has unleashed the largest exodus since 1980, when former President Fidel Castro allowed 120,000 Cubans to sail to Florida. Cuba's government blames the Trump and Biden administrations for the latest crisis.
Their recipe is to tighten the economic embargo on Cuba to provoke more hardships on Cuban families, reduce salaries, provoke hunger and desperation, and the overthrow of our government.
Since Cuba's government repressed an unprecedented social uprising by disgruntled Cubans last July, the exodus has increased. This despite the new obstacles placed by Panama, which appears to be cooperating with U.S. efforts to reduce the influx of undocumented Cubans.
Whatever the reason, Cubans are telling us that they feel trapped. And as a result, many are resorting to a far more dangerous method that hadn't been seen since the 1990s. And that is to attempt to cross the shark-infested Florida Straits that you see behind me in a raft or in a boat in an attempt to make it to the United States.
In 1994, during the so-called Rafters crisis, nearly 40,000 Cubans attempted to sail to Florida, many drowning in the process. Today, history is beginning to be repeated. Back at the airport, the lucky few who have managed to get a transit visa prepare to leave Cuba, final destination still unknown. But the pain of leaving their loved ones behind is agonizing, a scene that is being repeated all over this Caribbean island. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Havana.